Welcome, everybody, to the Comic Shoot. Jesus Christ, there's something I haven't said in a long time. It has been, I would say, over a year since we started the Comic Shoot, so we're a little behind on coming back. We've had 13 episodes. This is going to be episode 4 because fuck renumbering. And that leads us right into our topic today, the renumbering of comic books and how large number of titles seem to be going away. It's a dead and dying disease. I couldn't think of any more D words. But hey, how about saying hi to Derek? Derek's another D word. Derek, how the hell are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It's been too long, buddy.
Far, far, far too long. We both love hearing myself talk, so let's get right into this here. The point of this revival is so that we can continue to talk about comics that we do love, regardless of how much we bitch and complain, particularly yes. Derek. But in this sense, we want to bring up the fact that it seems like comics lasting to 50 and 100 and et cetera seem to be a dying breed because everything needs to be dumbed down for, and I'm sorry for people that are jumped onto comics because of the movies, but for the idiot movie people that are trying to read comics. I say that with the utmost love, as long as you stick with it.
Sure.
But everything is dumbed down. Everything has to start over after 12 issues or after a perfect 15 so they can have 3 trades or anything. Off the top of my head, as far as Marvel goes, I can think of Deadpool that's going to hit 45 soon. But then they're going to legacy number it to 600 or 100 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And before I even let you talk, I want to say legacy numbering is bullshit. That does not count as continuing a high number count. If you want ones that count, look at Walking Dead, Spawn just hit 250, Invincible, Savage Dragon. Hey, this sure sounds like Image Comics, doesn't it? What do you think, Derek?
Speaking of Spawn 250, I bought that sweet Capullo cover. That was pretty cool. But anyway, I understand why at least, you know, Marvel does it. DC seems to, after they renumbered, you know, with the new 52, they seem to have calmed down a little bit. Although they have renumbered, what was it, Teen Titans and Suicide Squad. Yeah. I don't think Deathstroke kind of, I don't think that counts because they were, that was canceled because of low sales and they just decided to give it a chance again because he's popular. But anyway.
I think that totally counts, Derek. That's the exact same thing. Teen Titans was dying. Suicide Squad was dying.
Yeah. Okay, no, all right, we'll count that then. But yeah, Marvel seems to, even when things are selling pretty well, they seem to just renumber anyway. And I guess it's just, you know, I guess it's just easier to sell a number one or a number two or whatever as opposed to like a number 46 or 57 or whatever.
Absolutely, and you and I both know why that is, Derek. You and I bitch about this all the time, and that is for those stupid bastards that they see number one, and their boners get hard, and their wallets think they're going to get thick, and they buy 50 copies of number one, and then in 2 years down the road, they're selling a lot of number one on eBay for $5 just so they can fucking get rid of them.
Yep. I still see guys with boxes and boxes of X-Force number ones and Death of Superman issues and stuff like at cons trying to get rid of them. They like took out loans back in the day to get that crap thinking it was going to be worth millions, and it's just not worth the paper they're printed on now.
I just think it's ridiculous. I think all people that do that should be shot and buried where only Joseph Stalin knows where they're at.
Oh, that's funny. I agree. I miss this.
you miss my cursing and ranting?
Yeah. This was always a good time.
Nobody ever said I was opinionated, Derek.
Really?
Yeah, no, that can't be why. It must be because I'm hilarious. But in all seriousness, I understand why Image Comics continues the way they're going. I mean, stuff like, and actually, you know what, even BPRD on Dark Horse side actually flipped the script, and they were doing little mini arcs, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, start over, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Mignola's like, fuck that, let's just, we hit 100, let's just keep going. And now they hit 100, and it's 102, 103, et cetera, et cetera. So they actually did a complete opposite of what a Marvel or a DC would do, and aside from being a huge Mignola fan, I obviously want to give them a huge pat on the back just for that alone, because that takes balls. He's doing the opposite.
Yeah. He was renumbering. Then he's just like, you know what? Fuck you guys. We're just gonna number this crap out.
Yeah, I mean, he absolutely could have gone, all right, guys, here's BPRD 100, and then gone back to Little Arcs. You know?
Yeah, that's what Marvel would have done.
And yeah, Marvel with their legacy, the Deadpool's being legacied. Excuse me, yeah. Bendis's fucking Uncanny X-Men is being legacy to 600 or something stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. I hate it. I absolutely hate
it. Well, the only reason why they even do that now, like, it's not even like anything special. They just do it so they can throw like two extra pages in it and charge $7.99 for it.
I know. I'm surprised that Amazing Spider-Man number 2 wasn't renumbered to 702, and you know, like, Jesus. I just, and there's another one that burnt my ass. I understand that it hit 700 and then, you know, it went away and then it had Superior and then it came back as number one. I understand the process behind it, but fuck you, Marvel. That was 701. That was 702, et cetera, et cetera. I do not understand it. They're going to hit 750, and I bet you they have a special 750 issue. They're going to hit 800. They're going to do a special 800. Why not just keep the numbering? Instead of dumbing down the things for idiots. If anything, and I don't want to start attacking Dan Slott on our very first podcast back, because he's actually been pretty good about retweets. And, you know.
Oh, that's good.
He's been pretty good lately as far as that goes, especially with Silver Surfer. But get a writer. And again, this doesn't necessarily apply to Dan Slott. This applies to any writer that does a legacy title.
Yeah.
Get a writer that can write a story where somebody can, when anybody can pick it up. You know what? If comics, and this is pretty much the norm now, it's like a 5-issue arc for a trade. Comics are written for trades. So if your writer can't write something, even in the first beginning description, hey, Spider-Man lost his pants in the first episode, and then he went and had sex with Mary Jane, and then he found his pants, and now we're on issue 4, and he's about to go fight some bad guys. If they can't write something clear as mud as that, then, you know, and you have to go to number 1 because I don't remember him losing his pants. What do we got to do? We got to start over. That's just retarded.
Yeah.
Write it better. You won't need to do the renumbering thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know, every comic is somebody's first comic, and they should just be, you know, better at bringing people in.
Absolutely. My first comic back was like Spider-Man fucking 555 or 655 or something. I can't remember now. Actually, maybe 620. Right when the Torch died and Parker got the awesome Fantastic Four suit.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
That was amazing. I love that. And then I went back and read like the big-time stuff. I mean, it was all okay, but it wasn't like I had to wait until Spider-Man number 1. Could you imagine if I waited until the next Amazing Spider-Man number 1? That could have been never, frankly.
Yeah. Now question. I think I already know the answer, though. The Superior issues, I'm pretty sure they don't consider that like Amazing issues. I'm pretty sure like the newest that come out last year, the Amazing number 1, I'm pretty sure that's what, 701 or whatever?
That, that's what I was saying. That would have been 701. They would have they base it on the title of the book, right? So, like even Captain America, technically you could legacy number it to whatever it is now, 1,005 million, whatever the fuck it is. but like Remender's Falcon America is that was genius. I'm gonna use that. That's trademarked. You know, it's like volume 12 of Captain America or something.
Yeah.
You know, like it's something ridiculous because Brubaker had like two or three number ones during his run, and you know, then now Remender's had two and whoever had it before, right? There's so many restarts and new volumes and blah blah blah.
Yeah, it gets confusing sometimes. I can't even you know, keep track of all of it. I just pretty much just go by like creators now, like, oh yeah, so and so's run, oh yeah, Hickman did this for a while, you know. I just go by that.
Well, and that's pretty much what you got to do. I mean, even Hickman's Fantastic Four, was it wasn't all, it was his own run, wasn't it? I remember he did Fantastic Four 600.
Yeah. What? Oh, no. That was all like regular numbered, like six, you know, five something, six something. Yeah.
I got the first omnibus and I just can't remember. It's been a while since I read it.
They didn't renumber it until Fractions run.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Although in the past that they've done stupid things where they tried to renumber it and then they just went back.
Well, that's like right now. James Robinson.
Yeah.
They renumbered it and now they're getting close to 650 or something. And I saw a solicit before it was going to end and it was saying like 653 or something like that. And I was like, what? Isn't he only on like issue 14?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They went back to the old numbering for like the final arc or two. And, you know, and then that... That'll be done, you know. Thanks, 20th Century Fox, for you know making a terrible movie and causing Marvel to you know throw a hissy fit and end the series.
Yeah, I don't care what they say. That's 100% why they did it. After watching that trailer, I'd want to stay the fuck away from that too.
Yeah, yeah. After seeing it, wow, that was like I was just like, wait, what is this? I thought I was watching like a trailer for like the new Divergent or something, you know, I didn't know what the hell that was.
Yeah. If the thing wasn't in it, I would have no idea what it was. And even then.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mean, yeah. 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 Until I saw the thing, I was like, oh yeah, this was Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Oh man. That's another tale. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a whole podcast and a half.
I do want to mention, recently, and you better been keeping up with your Valiant. I'm on a huge Valiant kick. I don't know if you've noticed, Derek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely have a hard-on for Valiant.
It's so good right now, man. I literally want to drop everything superhero just for Valiant. And, I mean, keep Image, obviously. And I would keep Dark Horse because the Mignola-verse, I don't count as superhero because it's like horror.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really know what to classify. I guess horror is the best one.
I guess it's the shit on Marvel podcast, but I don't know. I've actually been considering dropping some Marvel and picking up some more Valiant because I don't know. Marvel just bores me anymore.
Derek, you got Imperium came out this week and Divinity comes out next week, and the week before that was I didn't even
grab Imperium. I probably should have. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
They apparently misprinted this print of Imperium too, so there's a weird. Preview of Imperium inside of Imperium. So everybody's like, oh, buy all the copies because they're going to be worth money because they're all fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Don't buy it for that reason. Buy it because it was awesome. Excuse me.
Yeah.
This innocent gun is delicious, but it's making me burp. Anyway, sorry. My point aside from... Oh, go ahead, Derek.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, like, as far as Valiant goes, I've been reading The Valiant, which is, you
amazing.
Know...
Amazing.
Yeah, so good. I've been reading that, and of course, my personal favorite, Quantum and Woody.
That is good, yeah. Alex just reviewed Quantum and Woody Must Die. I'm behind on that, so I can't speak for it, but he reviewed it really well, so that's always good. Exo Man of War number 33 came out this week. Last week was 32, which closed out a mini arc with the Armorines from the original 90s stuff, if anybody knows. But Exo Man of War 33, Derek, and if you haven't been keeping up, I want you to go out and buy it if you didn't already.
No, I've been trading that one.
Well, you should go out and buy this one and go switch back to singles. It is by far, no word of a lie, the single best Jump on issue I have ever read.
Really?
Everybody touts, whatever. Everybody says, Jump on issue, Jump on point, Jump this, Jump that, Jump. And you usually read them and you're kind of like, this is kind of shitty. Like, you know, you'll read them as you already read the series. So you already know what's going on. So that you're like, okay, I know what's going on. I know what's going on. This doesn't really this wouldn't make me want to read the book. I know what's going on with Exo. I'm in bed with Exo Man of War, the book. I sleep next to the hardcover for Christ's sake. And this made me want to read the book. And I was already reading the book. Like it cleverly covers, you know, everything that's happened, like, as far as the character, not necessarily, like, armor hunters and this and that. It covers the major points. And then, at the end, it has, like, a setup for everything else. Like, you know, something major is going to happen now. So people that have been reading are like, holy fuck! And everybody else is like, what the hell is that? I shit you not. That is the single best Jump on Point issue I've ever read. And they have not renumbered. They didn't renumber to number one. You know, they didn't go, Exo Man of War number 30 is over. Let's go to Exo Man of War number one now. You know, they're not that company. Admittedly, they have stopped. Like, Archer and Armstrong is done. Quantum and Woody proper is done. They stopped at 25 or something. You know, Bloodshot is done. Bloodshot's coming back.
They stopped at, like, 12 or 13 or whatever it was, Quantum and Woody.
Oh, was it a little sooner than that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was 12 or 13. Now they've just been doing these, like, little, like, minis, right. Which... which are still good, but you know, it'd be cool to just have a proper series.
Yeah, I mean, Bloodshot Reborn is now going to be a number one with Jeff Lemire, but it's going to be a whole new direction. Yeah. So I guess in that vein, they're kind of doing what we're hating on right now. But
yeah,
the 25 yeah. issues before it, that was the story. They were done that story. You know, that was 25 issues of a self-contained story
yeah.
or whatever, and they're done that. So in the same sense that I can understand it, it's not the same. They're not going to – let's put it this way. They're not going to do 25 issues of Bloodshot Reborn and have the 25th one be called Bloodshot 50.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
They're not going to do that bullshit. But anyway, definitely pick up 33, Derek. I know you're trade waiting it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But just go pick it up, or maybe I'll send it to you on an email.
Okay.
And just I keep forgetting to send it out because nobody fucking reads them, so I don't feel like sending them out.
Fuck, if it's Valiant, I'll read it.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll send it to you. But
Valiant's great. And best. if Lemire is, and anything Lemire's writing, I'm on board. I actually read the Bloodshot, I read the early Blood stuff.
The first
when they
when this came back.
Or the first stuff? Series. No. Actually, I never even read the 90s Bloodshot, but. No, the reboot a couple years ago, when Valiant came back. Yeah, I read the first several issues, and I enjoyed it. It was all right.
I got the hardcover, the deluxe hardcover, so I'm going to be reading that pretty quick. But I remember liking it, but for whatever reason, it didn't hold my attention. I think the new wave of Marvel came out, and I got pulled away.
Yeah,
and I just kind of forgot about Valiant. Not that I stopped liking it. I just kind of got pulled away. You know, I had too many. I was pulling 70 books and I couldn't keep up, and I just started dropping stuff.
Everybody's all up in arms about Marvel movies and DC movies, and I'm like, man, where's my Quantum and Woody movie? You know?
or Archer and Armstrong television series.
An EXO movie.
Well, fuck, I'd be all over that. I want to pull it back for a minute here. For those that don't know, last go round on this podcast, we were an hour show, give or take. We're going to cut it down to half an hour and be fast and furious for you guys. So I'm going to cut Derek off and we're going to get back on topic here. Derek, you said you read Spawn 250, right? Or you just picked
it up? I picked it up. I haven't read it. I wish I'd before this.
did you pick it up simply for Capullo, or are you actually interested in reading Spawn?
I'm actually interested. I'm something of a, I have a love-hate relationship with Spawn. I'll read it for a while, then completely lose interest, and then I'll pick it up again when something exciting happens, and then maybe read it for a little longer. And so I'm giving it another shot, and we'll see what happens. I'll probably end up buying like 3 or 4 issues and then giving up.
I wish Brian Wood stayed on. I was more interested in Brian Wood than whoever they brought in. No disrespect. I thought Brian Wood would fit really well in that.
I wish that would have
stuck around. So assuming that, say, you hadn't read Spawn since like 1 or 2, you know, like the beginning, and you see this 250 and they're touting it as, you know, this new jump on point and blah blah blah, would the number 250 scare you away from that series?
Me, no.
Okay,
no.
If you're an average, if say you're an average guy that reads 10 books a week,
okay,
do you think do you think 250 would scare? Because if anything, now's the time where Spawn should have gone back to number one.
You know, maybe because I do talk. Yeah, I do talk to guys because I remember when was this? When Sweet Tooth was still going on, I remember like recommending Sweet Tooth and to people, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm sure it's good," but they're already on 20 some or 30 some or whatever, and now I'm just not going to read it.
So I mean,
so
and that's what I wanted to bring it back to was, yes. We all think, you and I, are we all, we think it's stupid that they would reboot and new volumes and new volumes. Yeah. But does it work for, lack of a better term, the dumbed down masses? Because you always look at the spikes in sales. Number one will sell like a motherfucker. Number two would be a third of what number one sold. So you got to assume that a third of that extra third is people that are just buying issues to sell. And then the remaining two-thirds, you know, one-third is people that are going to stick with it. The other one saw number one and figured they'd try it.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes sense in the old math brain. So, I mean, essentially, they could legacy number Star Wars, and they could have start back from wherever they were from back in the 70s or 80s.
Yes.
I completely lost my point, though. Yeah, it's gone. Totally gone. Where was I going with that, Derek?
I think you were just, now I lost it.
now we're both lost. This is what happens, folks, when you don't do a podcast for a year.
Yeah, we apologize. That's, well.
Anyway, I guess, roundabout point, they, you know, number ones, really and truly, they number ones always sell really well. I almost think it doesn't matter what it is. Maybe Spawn number one wouldn't sell very well. I don't know. People really shit on Spawn.
Okay.
And number two, not so much. Number three, even less. And it's almost like it decreases in sales. Unless it's amazing, like a Birthright or... I mean, I don't know. The new Star Wars, I think, after reading number two, you and I talked about it before the show, I thought it was garbage.
Yeah.
And I probably will drop it. So, but is that why Marvel does it? Marvel is more interested in getting that first that first bump of sales. We sold 100,000 copies of Star Wars, number one, but number two sold 30,000. But we got 100,000 the first time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, apparently it works for them. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing it.
Well,
right?
And that's my point. Like, it works. It's business wise, dollar wise, it makes sense. But being a dick wise, it doesn't make sense. I think all these number ones and reboots and even Uncanny Avengers, even Remender's Uncanny Avengers that just started. I get why it's a number one. It's a new team after a bunch of bullshit over that shitty thing that I stopped reading. Axis.
Axis, yeah.
I stopped reading three issues at the end and I didn't even care. I don't miss it. It was just awful. So they renumbered it. I can understand it, but at the same time, I don't get it. Does that make sense?
I understand. You're saying that you understand why they did it, but it's still bullshit.
100%. It the only sense it makes to me is that they just want the money of a number one sale.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, they should just stop numbering comics and every now and then be like, oh, this is number one. And then don't have any numbers. Oh, this is number one. And then, you know what I mean? Like, why number it at all if all you care about is number one?
Yeah, those are the ones that sell. You know, I know a few guys that, you know, they'll buy number ones and whatnot. But other than that, they don't really,
boxes full of number ones.
Yeah, they have boxes full of number ones, you know, or like a character that they have, you know, an affection for, you know, they'll be like, oh, new number one of this character, and they'll buy that number one, and they'll read it, and they'll be all about that series, and then as soon as number two comes around, they're not buying it.
And that's just bullshit. If the stories were good enough, it wouldn't matter what number is on the cover.
Yeah.
If the stories were consistent and remained good, a good example is Edmondson's Punisher. I know where it's all about Marvel. DC hasn't renumbered any books, nor do I read a lot of DC, so I don't fucking care about DC. But Marvel, Edmondson's Punisher and Black Widow, right? Punisher,
yeah,
it's a new angle. I'm sure they could have carried on Rooka's number, but I understand why they did it number one. If he continues, like say Punisher all of a sudden loses an arm, because that would just be cool, and you know. Oh, Punisher lost an arm in this crazy crossover, and then they're going to do a new, you know, Punisher number one again, ironically because he has one arm. I don't feel like Edmondson, if he had control of that, I don't feel like he would do that. Like, those are the kind of series that it doesn't matter, you know. Okay, how do I explain this? My point is that the series are so good, it shouldn't matter what the numbers are. He is such a good writer, and Mitch Gerds is such a great artist, and Phil Noto is such a great artist. That the numbers don't matter. I honestly don't even look at the numbers from certain creators anymore because, like you said, it doesn't matter. Creators on the book, I'm reading it, and that's what it's become for us.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, you know, Avengers and New Avengers. I barely even pay attention to the numbers anymore. Like,
I stopped reading Avengers.
Yeah. Oh well, I'm a big Hickman guy, and I like that series. So
I really like Hickman as well, but it lost me after Infinity. I was really high on it, and then it started losing me. And then I can't remember why. I just stopped reading it. It stopped appealing to me. I think he had hit a lull where like two or three issues didn't really seem to go anywhere. Which I mean, Hickman does, and I understand that. And then I kind of fell off. I think, an omnibus comes out or something. I think I'm going to read that. That's how I took in Hickman's Fantastic Four. I went out and I bought like 7 trades all at once and just blew through them.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck, this is amazing.
Yeah. You know, actually, that's funny that you say that because I've actually been doing, East of West, I've actually been reading it in like 5 issue, like, you know, snacks. Bunches. Just,
I think
basically.
I think that's probably the best way to read Hickman's book, honestly. I didn't pick up his Dying in the Dead or whatever.
I picked it up.
I figured I would try it. And I also didn't want to be a slave to number one. Although, I mean, I get digital now, so who fucking cares if I get a number one? But
yeah, it's true.
Although all my Valiant is, except for Exo, I guess, is all the new Valiant is going to be physical copies. So I'm curious. I'm curious.
Okay, to see you're going off.
I am. I'm going all in for this one. I'm curious to see the paper quality, and you know, I want to. That's very important to me. Like Riley Rossmo's Rasputin. I have that physical pickup. I actually have like 10 physical pickups now. I kind of drifted back in a little bit, but like the paper quality of that book is amazing.
Go on.
Oh, I was gonna say it's like all the Hickman books from Image. All their paper quality is just fantastic. But and Brubaker too. Brubaker makes a point of saying, "Hey, I want blah 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 stock. I don't know paper, so I don't know what it is." But
he wants
a specific stock, right? So,
Like the velvet is good. Yeah, you know that paper and
that paper's amazing.
And I like the paper that they use on like Nailbiter and Birthright and whatnot. Yeah, there's that kind of paper is cool.
Yeah, Williamson has that shit too. And you know we're comic dorks when you're talking about the fucking paper stock.
I know. We're fucking talking about goddamn paper stock. That's hilarious.
The stories don't matter anymore. It's all about the paper, folks. But let's wrap this up, Derek. I just wanted to bring everything back around. It's weird to do such a quick fire issue or episode, I suppose. My stance on renumbering is and will always be bullshit. Even if Image starts doing it, but even if like Valiant starts doing it, I would be pissed off. I don't think it's a necessary thing if the book explains what happened well enough in the beginning. Even if every book, you became the norm that the first page is 100% recap or something, you know, one extra page, instead of all these books being 21 pages, they're all 22 pages as a rough number. I don't know what they actually are. And they explained it, then there would be no need for it. Anybody can pick up any book at any time, especially because they write in trade with trades in mind. It's all 5-issue arcs or so. For a 5-issue arc and another 5-issue arc that makes up one big 10-issue arc, but they're still written in blocks. What is your final word?
My final word would be that I agree with all of what you just said, and also, to like Marvel, I would say that I don't think that numbering stuff matters anyway, because I don't think that your movies are bringing people in droves to comic book shops like you think it is.
Absolutely.
That would be my argument. Like, other than getting like when a new Avengers movie comes out, you'll get like a 5,000-6,000 copy sales hike for a month and then nothing.
Yeah, even Ant-Man. If they're going to release a new Ant-Man series, they should have waited until that movie came out. The week that book should have came out.
Oh, yeah, they probably would have sold another 50, 60,000.
Probably. But that is neither here nor there. I want to thank everybody for joining us again. And by everybody, I mostly mean John, J-O-N. I don't make me pronounce your last name, John. You know I can't do that. You're probably the only listener.
We love you, John.
We do love you, John. But that is it for this episode. We are going to try to record another episode really quick and make sure we don't miss our week-to-week deadline, because fuck, that sucks. So thank you again for joining us. You can catch us on the Twitters at @allcomic_. You can follow us online, all-comic.com. Some big things happening to that website. Hint, hint, hint. Get ready for it. And then pretty much every other social media bullshit that I got roped into. So until next time, worship comics.